Hey, Bryce.
Yo.
I was thinking.
What?
We should start a podcast.
Why not? I mean, everyone else is. There's got to be a way to make money off of this, right?
But you can't just start a podcast. It takes millions and millions of dollars.
And you got to know people. You got to be connected.
Hang on a second. There's somebody on the line.
Hello?
I'm Mayor Don Iveson, and I declare this podcast open for business.
Woo! Yes!
We did it!
Sonic 1029 presents Top Ranking Podcast with Gunnar Andrews and Bryce Kelly.
Cue the intro music!
Temporary podcast, this is temporary, it's not for long. Temporary podcast, this is temporary, it's not for long.
Sonic. Woo! Welcome to the first episode of Top Ranking Podcast. My name's Gunnar Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly over there. Oh, how about that professional theme song?
Oh, yeah. That was so good. You know who that actually was? Really, in real life? That was USS.
Doing our theme song?
Yeah, our temporary theme song.
Oh, yeah. That's not the real theme song.
No. They emphasize how temporary that is and how not very long it's going to last because we have lofty goals.
We do. Canada's sweetheart, if you're listening. No, not you, Anne Murray. Jan Arden.
That's who we really want to do this. So much so that we have actually reached out to Jan Arden. We have yet to hear back.
Yeah, I think our program director, I believe, sent a note to Jan Arden's people. And there may have even been talk of money.
Yeah, we said we'd happily pay for it. I mean, it's Jan Arden. She doesn't do anything for free.
No.
So we said we would pay. I think they thought we were joking, but really we're not.
So if you know Jan Arden, maybe you're her neighbor or something, you just say, hey, there's some guys with a podcast. It's not a very good podcast, but they need you to do their theme song.
That is the goal. So until then, we will use temporary theme songs. The first one courtesy of USS.
And I don't want to disparage Jay and Ash from USS, Human Kebab and Ash, because we spent a lot of money on that. It might not sound like it. But we flew them to Abbey Road studio, not just for one day, not for just 2 hours or anything. They went there for 7 weeks, and that's what they turned out. And I think it was money well spent, but again, temporary.
Yeah, I mean, we paid for all their food, their hotel, their cabs, everything. And it might sound like it was recorded on their phone.
Yeah.
No. That's Abbey Road.
I think we need to quickly address the name of the podcast, too. Top Ranking Podcast.
Okay.
Because I'm sure there's people out there like, this is hardly a top-ranking podcast. But it's like the old saying, Bryce, you don't dress for the job you have. You dress for the job you want. So basically, we're dressing up the podcast with a snazzy title.
I see. It's like The Secret in that if you envision it, it'll come true.
Yeah. Do you think the Great Wall of China was always great? I think when they first built it, it was the OK Wall of China. It might have even been just the OK Fence of China. It was like a rattly old picket fence with broken pickets everywhere and kids had carved cussing words into it.
No, at one point, probably when it was first built, it was just the meh Wall of China.
I'm pretty sure that if you check history books, that's what it was originally called. And you want to give the thing that you love an important name, Top Ranking Podcast. We're going to love this podcast. It's got to have a name that is worthy of respect. It's sort of like maybe you go out shopping somewhere and you see the 23, 24, 25-year-old guy's got the name tag on and you're paying for your purchase and you're like, huh, tell me, what does your name mean? What is the meaning of your name? And he's like, it means great warrior. And you stand back and you go, wow, that is impressive. Great warrior. Now, can I speak to your manager because the eye just fell out of my daughter's Build-A-Bear?
Sonic 1029's
Top Ranking Podcast with Gunnar Andrews and Bryce Kelly.
It's back to school time. I don't know if you're aware of this because it was all over Facebook, Bryce.
Yeah, I know that because every parent that ever existed posted pictures of their kid on the front step with their new backpacks.
That, why does that bother you so much?
I don't know. I just think it is champion level of me not caring.
Wow.
I understand the picture. Like maybe grandma wants to see it. Maybe the aunts and uncles do. But you know who doesn't want to see it? The guy you went to high school with 14 years ago. He does not care.
And meaning
that guy
you.
Is me. Yeah.
So did a lot of your high school friends post their kid pictures on Facebook for back to school?
It's unbelievable. I had no idea, one, that some of these people were friends of mine on Facebook because I've never interacted with them before on Facebook. But then all of a sudden they have kids, which I didn't know. And they had kids that were old enough to be in school.
Hmm. Why are you friends with these people?
I don't know. I don't know. I took one class with you. I rode the bus with you in junior high, and suddenly I'm seeing your kid. Like, I don't care. I just don't care.
Well, let me put you on the spot for a second here. If you had to break up with one Facebook friend, if you had to cut somebody loose, and we're talking about your personal Facebook page, right?
Yeah, yeah, my personal one.
So if you had to cut one person loose from your Facebook friends list, who would that person be?
Oh, boy.
This is something we can all, you know, we can all reflect on.
There's this guy. I'm not from this city, so I'm confident he's not listening.
They have internet in the city he lives in, I'm pretty sure.
His name is Greg.
Uh-huh.
Greg Peters. And
wow, first and last name.
We went to school for 6 years, have not interacted since graduation, and I saw his darling twins going to their first day of kindergarten on Tuesday, and I could not be bothered to surrender a like.
Wow.
I couldn't. And I feel like on one hand, that's me taking a stand against all these photos. On the other hand, I feel like I'm a monster.
Hmm. Well, I'd like to apologize right now, Greg Peters, of a major Canadian city just down the highway from the one we're in, for that crushing blow to your self-esteem.
Well, I hope he's not listening.
It's a podcast with Garner and Bryce.
Sonic 102.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it.
On the topic of back to school, Bryce, we've been talking about, did your parents ever get called to the school to meet with the principal?
No, I never did. I never got suspended. I never had anything. I was what you call a model student.
Sure. I'm old enough. I remember kids getting called to the office and getting the strap. Like, that was from those good old days when you could still beat a kid. Like, a stranger could beat a kid.
Yeah, and that's why they grew up so normal. So on the straight and narrow.
I never got the strap, but I'm just wondering. So we were talking on the show the other day about, well, we got onto the topic of this one guy. He told the story of a kid he went to elementary school with, got busted trading his dad's nudie magazines.
Ooh.
For delicious lunchtime snacks.
Well, I just heard your last comment about the poor dad who had to come to the school to talk about the Penthouse magazine.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Oh, man. Well, it just reminded me of how, you know, if you grew up like, you know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, you know, those turning up were like gold, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. We'd all be stumbling around out in the forest looking for dirty magazines, not Charmander or Bulbasaur or Pikachu.
There always would be some kid would be in the woods and he'd find some stuff in a log or...
Yes.
I can remember one time I was taking out the garbage and one of the bags ripped open and I was all upset. And then as I'm cleaning up the papers and stuff that was from my dad's office that were in the bag, I found 3 Penthouse magazines he was trying to stealthily get rid of. And it was like, oh, all of a sudden the clouds parted and the sun was shining and it's just like, yeah. Oh.
Angels, trumpets, the Hallelujah Choir.
Exactly. And you know, you're like, oh, it was destiny that bag ripped, you know?
a shaft of light visible from space.
Exactly. You see just the corner of it peeking out underneath a paper and you say, oh, I know what that is.
It seems like when you hear people talking about Penthouse or Playboy or actual hard copies of pornography, doesn't that seem like it's from 100,000 years ago?
It is a little bit archaic.
People are aware that pornography's free now, right?
You can get it everywhere. Everywhere.
Just found some in my back alley, though.
Yeah?
Since you're talking about it. Yeah, I actually did, man. Was it
quality stuff? High test?
Yeah, my first thought was my boys, but I was like, no, I don't think so. They're 10 and 8, so, and they're pretty tech savvy, so I don't know if they'd be, you know, unless they stumbled upon it, didn't know what to do, panicked and threw it.
Well, it is weird now when you're standing in a 7-Eleven at night and you see the guy goes up to the counter and he buys like a pack of smokes and a Slurpee and some beef jerky, and then he actually buys a paper copy of a Penthouse magazine or something, because it's sort of like, there's a guy that has not kept up with the times.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you notice he's buying duct tape and a rope. That's not good.
This is called a bumper. It separates two segments, so you don't even realize we've moved on to a new topic. Seamless.
Garner and Bryce, top-ranking podcast.
Well, it's amazing how much time the mayor of a major Canadian city can spare to just sit on hold while some guys with a really amateur-sounding podcast just sort of ramble on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean, I feel a little bit like a big man for leaving the mayor on hold, and I'm kind of curious how long I can keep him on hold.
Wonder if we should turn it into a challenge.
Maybe we should, like how people like to see how far below empty they can take their cars.
Yeah.
How long can I keep the mayor on hold?
Or maybe we could get right down to a feature called 3 Minutes With.
Yeah, that makes more sense. We'll just ask Don Iveson inane questions for 3 minutes, and it's a hard 3 minutes. So he might get buzzed out mid-answer.
What if he's in the middle of answering a very, very important question?
Hey, this is 3 minutes with. We don't got time for 3 minutes and 10 seconds with. So, Mr. Mayor, are you ready?
100% ready.
What would you say is the number one most played song in your iTunes right now?
I have been listening to a lot of Childish Gambino. Probably Sweatpants, actually. By Childish Gambino, that's been on heavy rotation.
Wow, I gotta say, that one came out of left field for me. What movie, whenever it's on TV, can you not turn off?
There are a bunch of those, but Hunt for Red October is magnetic for me. Like, I can't stop with that movie.
Childish Gambino, Hunt for Red October.
I know, I'm all over the place.
In your humble opinion, Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison?
Happy Gilmore.
What was the last movie that made you cry?
Oh, I watched Coco, the Pixar movie about Dios de los Muertos with my kids the other day, and we were all just sniffly by the end of it. It was lovely.
What is a food you absolutely refuse to eat? Not that you're allergic to, but you just hate so much you refuse to eat it.
Cilantro. I think I have that gene that makes it taste like soap, like lots of Vikings have that gene, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, people love cilantro. They say it tastes like freshness and tastes like soap to me.
When you're at the store and you're pouring yourself a Slurpee, are you a one-flavor guy or do you mix it up?
I'm a swamp water guy for sure. Mix it up.
When was the last time you were standing in a Donair shop on White Avenue at 2 a.m.?
It's been a couple of years, but I was at a Donair shop in Halifax at about that time, not that long ago. So, I haven't been out on White in that circumstance for some time.
Are the Donairs better in Halifax like they say they are, or are they just full of it?
They're weird. They're super spicy, and they don't have lettuce in them. And apparently lettuce is I had a long debate with one of the Donair kingpins from Halifax about this, and with the mayor of Halifax, actually. I personally like a little bit of vegetables, even just lettuce straight up in my Donair, and cheese. You know, this is also an important addition. So I think there's always that great debate about where did Donair originate from? What's an authentic Donair? I'm still partial to the Edmonton approach because I think it's healthier for you to have some lettuce with your Donair.
That's a lot of feelings on the Donair.
I've given this a lot of thought, actually. It's a long flight back.
What are your thoughts on the people who clap when the plane lands?
I think it depends on the landing. Like, if it was just a regular flight, there's really, really no cause to clap. But if it was a really, really rough landing and you get that sense that the plane was coming in at a 30-degree angle to the runway and in a crosswind, and there's lightning going, then, yeah, then you clap because that's when you appreciate, you know, being alive.
What are your thoughts on the new Star Wars movies?
I have, like most people, most thoughtful people, really mixed feelings about them. I really like The Last Jedi and then the
Oh! So close.
You're listening to Top Ranking Podcast.
Top Ranking Podcast.
It's on the internet, which I still think is just a fad, where you can learn about pipe bombs as well.
Hey, Bryce.
Yeah.
I have an idea for a little game that we can play on the podcast, on Top Ranking Podcast.
Okay, sure. Yeah, what is it?
It's called Slogan Time.
Slogan Time. Try and match the slogan to the company that it's for.
See, the idea, Bryce, of Slogan Time is I give you I give you three very well-known slogans for famous brands.
Okay.
You identify the company the slogan belongs to, and if you get three right, I take you on a $3 shopping spree in Eddie Vendor in the front lobby.
The vending machine that has socks and...
Sponges.
Sponges. Okay, great.
And Vienna sausage, if I'm not mistaken.
That stuff's gross.
And if you lose, you take me on a $7 shopping spree in Eddie Vendor.
So I have to go 3 for $3 or I'm spending $7.
That's correct,
on
yes.
On sponges and socks.
Yeah. You ready to go?
Sure.
Let's start you off with a layup here. Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Well, that's probably before your time.
I know the old lady saying it.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that for?
What was that for?
Where's the beef?
Oh, jeez.
This was probably around the time you were born. You were born, what, in the late 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you this is from around the time you were born. You should know this, though.
Oh, it's not for a meat thing, is it?
No.
Was it for,
well,
like...
Well, it's a place that sells meat.
Oh, jeez. I have no idea.
Wendy's.
What? That was a Wendy's thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I never would have gotten that.
Well, you only have to get two more wrong before I get a $7 shopping spree at Eddie Vendor.
Yikes.
You ready?
Sure.
This one's timely and topical. Just do it.
Ooh, Nike.
There you go. You're back in the game.
Before everyone was burning their shoes.
Yeah. Taste the rainbow.
Oh, that's Skittles.
Wow, you're cruising now.
They have weird commercials now.
They sure do. Is that one where the kid's got the Skittles stuck all over his face like acne and she pulls one off and eats? Is that not the most disgusting thing ever?
It is gross.
That does not make me want to eat Skittles.
It even just makes me think of how they filmed it and how he just had to have Skittles stuck to his face all day.
Ugh. Okay, I'm going to give you one more, Bryce. You get this right, you got yourself a $3 shopping spree in Eddie Vendor.
Okay.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Oh, that's Rice Krispies.
You're a winner.
I know that one.
Follow me, Bryce. We're going to Eddie Vendor.
I'm going to get so many sponges.
You're listening to the Top Ranking Podcast with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly from Sonic 102.9.
Hey, Bryce.
Yeah.
You can eat that Vienna sausage in a minute here.
Okay.
But I had another idea to do with slogans. What if we started a game where we play against the listeners to this podcast? They make up a slogan for an existing company, and we have to see if we can figure out which company their slogan is for.
Okay, I like this. Okay, so a company that already exists,
yeah,
coming up with a more realistic slogan,
yeah,
for
like,
them.
What about, you like the chicken, but you love the skin. Who would that be for?
A dermatology clinic.
Well, no, close. KFC.
Oh, that makes more sense.
You like the chicken. Because everybody loves the skin, right?
I just heard the skin part.
Except for that weirdo who pulls all the KFC skin off. But then you feel like a complete barbarian saying, hey, can I have that? If you're not going to eat that skin, can I have that?
Yeah, you done with that skin? The only time it's acceptable to say that in public.
Yeah. How about the shame? Have you ever done this? Well, probably not, because I'm guessing you'd hate pickles, right?
I am very hit or miss. Mm. I have to be in a mood.
Have you ever been out for lunch with some people, maybe some coworkers, and you don't know them all that well, and you see the one guy and he's eating the clubhouse or whatever, but that great big spear of pickle is on the side of his plate, and you're like, Kevin, can I have that pickle? And he's like, no, I'm going to eat that after. Like the shame is, because you asked and got rejected. You got pickle rejected?
Ooh, yeah, the share rejection.
Oh my God.
That's
tough. That sucks.
That's tough.
You got a made up slogan idea?
I do.
Try me.
I do. Okay, so you could use our equipment or just use your phone.
You could use our equipment or just use your phone.
Yeah.
Kodak.
Ooh, that's actually really close. It was Nikon.
Okay. So a little more current, I guess.
A little more current.
Is Kodak still around?
I thought they were.
Huh. But yeah. That's good, yeah.
I mean, you could spend lots of money on a camera. Or just use your phone.
The one that's in your pocket.
Yeah, it's fine.
Put it on portrait mode. Blur out the background. So artsy.
So Nikon, you can have that one for $10,000.
Perfect. Now, if you want to come up with a slogan and play slogan time against Bryce and I, submit your slogan, made up slogan right now, to gas@sonic1029.com.
Yeah. Let's see what you got, because I watch a lot of TV.
You do?
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty tough to slide one past old Bryce.
Thanks for listening.
That was Top Ranking Podcast, starring Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Special thanks to USS for the temporary podcast theme song. Find them online at ussmusic.com.
Guests of Top Ranking Podcast stay at my mom's basement because we're in a budget and she gets lonely. Two birds.